Do you want to introduce ourselves?
Oh, yes, that's right. I am Ryan. I'm half of Jerkatorium, and now also sort of all of Hanky Code, and half of Matchy Matchy, and half of all the robots. And that's about that.
And I am Chumpy, and I am all of Chumpy, and half of Jerkatorium. And that is about that. We are fairly regular Songfight contributors, or at least we were up until the last year or two ago.
Yeah, we still had some, I think, in early this year. Or no, early 2020. So yeah, it's been over a year, I think. Yeah. But in the meantime, I've been doing some stuff, but you've been laying pretty low. You did do the vocals for the cover of High and Higher by Lycanthrope.
Oh yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was a good song.
It was. I'm really glad with how that turned out. Really happy. And I think Lycanthrope was pretty happy with it too. But yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to dig through Lycanthrope's back catalog and mine it for more gold, because I'm sure there's more there.
Yeah, I thought his song for round one, or round zero, I guess, of this Nerine was good too. I thought it was, you know, new and interesting, and he had some new sounds in there, so it's a little disappointed that he got cut out, but, you know, you got to find somebody to cut. So, all right. Well, this podcast is for Nerine 16 round two, the Drag Me Around challenge, which had the extra challenge of having to be a link between the round zero song and the round one song that were previously submitted by each person. So it had to be the bridge between those two songs. And we're not going to cover round zero or round one. We are going to skip that. We're not going to bother getting caught up, I think. We're just going to start from here.
You all get a pass on the challenge from us.
I guess I'll just, you know, sort of go into some of my comments, though, about the previous rounds and everything.
Sure.
First off, the listening parties. I'm amazed that more people aren't attending the listening parties, and that's for both Nerine and Songfight. I don't get why they aren't attended by nearly everyone competing. And I've attended some of the Songfight listening parties with like 30 bands competing, and there's only like 5 people in attendance. I think more people are attending these Nerine listening parties, but still, I kind of feel like there should be more folks on that.
Yeah, you'd think so. You'd think like people want sort of real-time feedback on their songs. That's a great place to get it, because there haven't been a lot of reviews recently, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to just fire up this podcast again. I feel like there's been a lot of effort put into these songs over the last 3 rounds, and like there's been a number of one-sentence flippant reviews from the judges, and I'm like, shit, these people deserve better than that, and we can certainly do better than that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm just kind of a little surprised and disappointed by some of that stuff. Speaking of, I think the, you know, well, we know that the anonymous judging is back, and
yeah. The
anonymous judging scores is not as cool, I think. It's a little maybe cowardly and bad. And if people don't want to stand by their scores, then maybe they shouldn't be judging. So if somebody were to come back to me and say, well, it's just more difficult to post scores that way and the scores would get out later or something like that, then I'd be like, okay, well, that's reasonable. But no, I just think it's because people want to be able to hide and not have to justify their scores. Not that they need to be justified, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was talking to on Slack about this, and he said, you know what? I was the asshole last time around who insisted on the reviews being anonymized or the scores being anonymized, because I just thought it would be fun to watch people like guess who the judges were. And like, I thought I'd really enjoy that.
But people don't guess. I mean, we were trying to guess back when we were doing our rounds, but I don't think that's a thing, really, is it?
I don't know.
I mean, other than us? I mean, but
I mean, I think everybody wants to know who the dumbass judge who gave them a one was.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think people are just sort of guessing on the boards, for example.
Yeah, not who. In a place where they could really delight in that, so.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But also, this round, it might just be my imagination, but it looks like the disparate scoring is worse than usual. I mean, there's plenty of that every Nerine, but this time around, they do look like there's a lot of wacky, you know, two people putting them in the top three and three judges voting them all right along the bottom and some people getting through, you know, that maybe, and we can comment on this during this thing, because I mean all these songs have already been judged. We are getting in late with this podcast, but yeah, it's kind of weird how late these you know these disparate scores are remaining in the mix here. So very strange. Okay, I'm just going to run through some other ideas that I had. I think Bafo Yux Dudes was eliminated too early for a great song. Maybe their best song that I've heard from them ever. So that's a shame. I get it, but it's still a shame. I think the Pareidolia challenge with the field recording was a bad challenge designed to mess up songs. It resulted in good songs in spite of that, but for the most part, the field recording elements were bad and unnecessary and tacked on. I think it's possible to judge a competition without being blatantly discouraging, but I don't think it's possible for Johnny Cashpoint to judge a competition without being unnecessarily blatantly discouraging. And other than that, I think most of the Drag Me Around songs are a little sluggish, and I'm wondering if competitors are already fatigued. That's my list of hot takes.
My hot take was that if I didn't know better, I would say the challenge was to include bird noises at the end of your song this round, because so many songs did, trying to bridge the gap between their, you know, round zero song and their bird sound song. So,
yeah, it did sort of, you know, help force the bridge. It's like, okay, regardless of what this song is about or how much of a stretch it is to bridge these two songs, at least I have some A-U-R-A-L oral kind of a link.
So. And some competitors I think did that better than others, but we'll get into that when we get into it.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see, I should also mention that a couple of things. I listened to this on the earbuds, Apple brand earbuds, so you know, not the worst, but I didn't have these high-tech headphones or anything while I was listening to them. And so I don't know if that affected some of the sound quality or anything. If it did, I sort of apologize. But on the other hand, I am experiencing this song like most people would experience this song. So if it sounds bad on earbuds, then your song is not mixed right.
Yeah. I listened on crappy laptop speakers the first time. And then the second and third time, I had decent headphones on. So I think I got the full experience.
That's good. All right. Also, I think I can speak for both of us. We didn't go back and listen to these songs each in order with, you know, round zero and then this Drag Me Around and then round one. So we didn't listen to it was Semi-Precious.
Semi-Precious,
so we didn't, exactly. So we didn't listen to – oh, although somebody mentioned in the boards, I noticed – that he bridged the songs in the opposite direction, which is not against the rules. So regardless, we didn't listen to them in any order. I just listened to the Drag Me Around songs. And I had heard the previous songs, the round zero and round one songs, during the listening parties, which I attend. Sometimes I lurk, you know, sometimes I'm doing other stuff. I'm cooking dinner or something while listening. But yeah, I try and attend and I try and comment. But anyhow, yeah, so I listened to them, but I didn't listen to them again in order or anything like that. So these are just for the Drag Me Around songs, pretty much out of context, pretty much just on their own as individual standalone songs.
Cool. What do you say we get into it?
Okay. I listened to them in the order on the website after judging. So did you do them in...
I organized them alphabetically, so I have Balance Lost first on my list.
Okay, I'll just have to shuffle around a bit.
But I can shuffle too if we'd rather go in order from best to worst. But I think it might be more interesting to go alphabetically so we don't talk about all of the sort of highly rated songs first.
That sounds good, because that way the podcast would get worse and worse and worse and worse.
Right, right.
So it's like we'd be saying progressively terrible things. Yeah, so let's do alphabetic. You're